Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about the Knoxville Leadership Academy coming up in September. Take the Knoxville listeners through exactly what the Knoxville Leadership Academy is and the purpose behind it.
Yeah, we're excited to offer the Knoxville Leadership Academy. As you mentioned, it'll be starting this September. And really, the Leadership Academy is a chance for folks who have an interest in learning more about the city, and specifically those folks who are considering a run for our city council. We do have the mayor, which runs every 2 years, and then two council spots that will be four-year terms are up in this November. And so this is an opportunity for folks who are interested in getting involved in the community to learn more about what we do as a city organization. There will be presentations by all of our different department heads to let you know about city operations. And we can talk about some of the things that we do, some of the challenges that we face. Really, it's a good introductory session to help people know really what municipal government is and does and how it works specifically here in Knoxville.
Now, you're asking for 15 participants. It's kind of the maximum you guys are wanting to take. Why is the reason for the only 15? If you get more applicants or more people interested, what is the plan for possibly doing another one?
Yeah, with this being our first time doing this, we weren't sure what kind of participation or how many people would be interested in participating in something like this. We set a cap of 15 because we felt like that's a good, manageable group. We want these people to sort of bond as a group and feel comfortable to ask a lot of questions and make sure that the group isn't so unwieldy that we can't make effective presentations to everybody. With that being said, if it turns out to be very successful and we fill those 15 spots quickly, we do have the option to run it again or to potentially flex that size up. We really think 15 would be an effective group, so the most likely scenario would be that we would run the program again. And that will very much be driven by the interest that we see. Our plan tentatively now would be to do this just once a year, but if we see a strong demand for it, we certainly would want to help accommodate people as we can, and we might be able to do it two or even three times a year. Now that the program and the format is really put in place, we really could run this again a second time if there's that kind of demand.
Now, registration for this is due by September 6th. Take us through the dates. I know it's three Tuesdays in a row and then a Monday to finish off with a reason, and what participants, if they take part in this, can expect on those days. And then also, what do people need to do to apply? Is there a website? Where do they go?
We do have an application out at the City of Knoxville, which is our website, knoxvilleia.gov. We also have paper applications available here at City Hall. So if you don't have access to the internet, but you'd still like to participate, we'd certainly love to have you. Please stop by City Hall and you can get an application there. Also, you can call us here at City Hall, 641-828-0550. We would love to have people participate. And so our schedule is, as you mentioned, we would like to have everyone registered by September the 6th, with our first class being on Tuesday, September the 12th. And then we'll have also the 19th and 26th. And each of those will have different departments. The first one on the 12th will be the Recreation Center and the Library. The 19th will be our Public Safety Units. The 26th will be Public Works. And then our final meeting will be a Monday night, a little bit of a change of schedule for that one. That'll be Monday, October 2nd. And that will be the administration here at City Hall, Planning and Zoning. And then the plan is to recognize those folks who have participated as part of the council meeting that will happen that night. Certificates for those who have participated and can be recognized by the mayor and council. And then for folks who have signed up and have never been to a council meeting, this can be their first exposure to that, and they can see sort of in practice what we've been talking to them about for the last several weeks. So once again, those dates would be starting on September the 12th and running into October 2nd. Love to see people come out for it.
Now, my last question, is this Leadership Academy brought on by the city, is this completely free? And also, if any residents have any questions, who do they contact or where can they go for information?
Yeah, this opportunity is being offered free of charge. Again, we just ask that if people sign up, that they are serious and make the commitment that they can attend all the nights. We want this to be effective for them. And so attendance is going to be really important, especially with only four sessions. If they have any further questions, again, they can call us here at City Hall. We do have the application out on our website, KnoxvilleIA.gov. We also have it on the City of Knoxville's Facebook. And so those are all different places you can go. And like I say, if nothing else, call up or stop to City Hall, and we're happy to talk to you more about the opportunity.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.